Exercises 24 and 25. During the 1970s, a series of experiments were conducted on humor and laughter by Anthony Chapman at the University of Wales. In one study, 7-year-old children listened to a humorous audio tape on headphones by themselves, alone condition, with a non-listening companion of the same age and sex, audience condition, or with another child who was also listening to the same tape, coaction condition. The participants in the coaction condition laughed and smiled more frequently and rated the tape as funnier than did those in the audience condition, who in turn displayed more mirth and higher funniness ratings than did those in the alone condition. These results indicate that the perception and enjoyment of humor are facilitated by the mere presence of another person. A subsequent study showed that the amount of laughter exhibited by children while listening to a humorous audio tape was directly related to the frequency of laughter in a companion. Other experiments revealed that children laughed and smiled more frequently at the tape when they were sitting closer to the companion and when they were sitting face to face with the companion rather than back to back. Another experiment showed that children in small groups laugh and smile more at a humorous audio tape when their companions look at them while laughing, as compared to when they look at someone else. These studies provide further evidence that laughter is primarily a form of social communication, and that sharing the social situation with others facilitates the enjoyment of humor.